This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania's gubernatorial primary is this coming Tuesday, May 20th. Four Democrats have their eyes on Governor Tom Corbett's seat this fall. They are businessman Tom Wolf, Congresswoman Allison Schwartz, former Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Katie McGinty, and Pennsylvania State Treasurer Rob McCord. In recent weeks, I've asked our beat reporters to share with us what these candidates are saying about some of the issues we cover. Past conversations about crime, natural gas, and education can be found at newsworks.org. Today, I'm joined by Health and Science Desk reporter Alana Gordon to touch on themes around health care. Alana, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has been one of those hot-button issues in state politics for sure. It's certainly making a showing in this primary, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The Democratic candidates have been all over it. Here's one example.
I worked with President Obama on the Affordable Care Act and getting health coverage to all Americans.
It's a cut from a political ad from Congresswoman Allison Schwartz.
It's something I'm proud of because it also closed the gap in prescription drug coverage for seniors.
Schwartz's ad entirely focused on Obamacare. The other candidates, Tom Wolf, Treasurer Rob McCord, and former DEP Secretary Katie McGinty, have all addressed their support for the law in one way or another.
It appears the biggest health issue right now in states has to do with Medicaid. In 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court gave states the option to expand Medicaid eligibility. The law originally required it. I think we need a little bit of background here. What's going on in Pennsylvania?
So Medicaid, it's, again, the state program for the poor, disabled, elderly. Corbett has not wanted to expand Medicaid, which would increase the eligibility for, let's say, a single adult to those who earn up to about $15,000 a year. Corbett does not want to do that. But what he wants to do, what he's now proposed, is an alternative. He would draw down those funds and he would use that to subsidize private insurance coverage.
So here in Pennsylvania, this would involve 500,000 people. What do the candidates think about his plan?
Okay, well, here's Katie McGinty.
I would definitely say no to the governor's plan. It amounts to a voucherizing of Medicaid. And what that means is that there will be fewer people covered. It will cost more, and the coverage will be less effective. That's not the direction we want to go.
And here's Rob McCord.
Listen, this is both immoral and inefficient. Immoral and inefficient.
Here's Allison Schwartz.
The Medicaid expansion plan that Governor Corbett has submitted to CMS creates obstacles, it reduces benefits, and it hurts people who are Medicaid or should be.
And Tom Wolf very much opposes it as well.
Okay, but you just said the governor is currently working on an alternative, and if the feds approve it, what then?
Well, if the feds do approve this, the plan would, in theory, take effect next January. And we reached out to all of the candidates' offices, and each said they would scrap that plan and go with a traditional expansion.
Now, what about the state's role in these new health insurance marketplaces? Pennsylvania has a federally run marketplace. Some other states run their own. Where did the candidates stand on that?
The marketplace, it launched last fall, and it's where people who typically don't have coverage through work or are self-employed can go out and buy coverage on their own. Pennsylvania's marketplace, its website, the oversight, is happening by the federal government. And McGinty has said she would create a Pennsylvania-specific marketplace based off of what's working in other states. Now, Wolf would have a state-run marketplace also. Schwartz has supported a state-run marketplace, but she wants to see what's first working in states that have the federally run marketplaces, like here in Pennsylvania, where about 300,000 Pennsylvanians have enrolled through it already. McCord, he says the current federal marketplace is what he would go with.
What's another main issue on the horizon in Pennsylvania?
One big issue is how to address the health needs of an aging population in Pennsylvania, how to care for them. It's a really big one. More and more people have health needs, and the candidates have all said in one way or another that this idea of aging in place in your home as opposed to going to a nursing home, which can be costlier, they really want to focus on how to figure out ways to address that. All of this has to do and is linked with things like eligibility and accessibility for the state's home and community-based services.
Well, this has been very helpful. WHYY's Health and Science Desk reporter Alana Gordon, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.